Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Luke chapter 13, verses 22 to 30. At that time Jesus went on his way through towns and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. And someone said to him, "Lord, will those who are saved be few?" And he said to them, "Strive to enter by the narrow door. For many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. When once the householder has risen up and shut the door, you will begin to stand outside and to knock at the door, saying, 'Lord, open to us.' He will answer you, 'I do not know where you come from.' Then you will begin to say, 'We ate and drank in your presence and you taught in our streets.' But he will say, 'I tell you, I do not know where you come from. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity.' Then you will weep and gnash your teeth when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out. And men will come from east and west, from north and south, and sit at table in the kingdom of God. And behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last." The Gospel of the Lord. I have heard this gospel reading countless times being interpreted to mean that we should strive to enter by the narrow door, which for many people represents a strict, disciplined, a kind of an austere lifestyle. I propose today that we take the narrow door as a metaphor for a kind of realization of our need for the grace of God. A humble realization that it is not through our own personal efforts that we enter into the kingdom of God. This realization can be juxtaposed with a feeling of entering through the wider door, where entering is obvious, merited, deserved, and even guaranteed. It is like a walk in the park. After all, it is a wider door. However, Jesus advises us to use the narrow door to receive the kingdom gratefully as a gift given out of love. And in order for us to fully do this, as the first reading alludes to, we need to attune ourselves to the will of God through the Spirit who intercedes in us. Our justification does not come because of following the common practices of law, but by our surrendering to the will of the Father. For left on our own, we are deceived into thinking that we are self-sufficient, that our salvation is always guaranteed. But the truth is that we need to follow the example of Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. And from this, we shall not just eat and drink in the presence of God, but we shall also do His will through the help of the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, the Comforter, Him who strengthens us. Through Him who prays, and through us